Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Ayin Dalet. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Memvav Medalef, at the beginning of the new parak, Ketzad Soilim. Ketzad Soilim es HaPesach. How do you roast the korban Pesach? Shpot Sheva Rimoin, Toich Vroi B'Toich Piv, Va'ad Beis Nekuvosoi, Menosin Es Kurav, Ves B'nei Me'av L'Soichoi, Divri V'Yisya Glili. V'Yisya Glili says that a pomegranate wood rod is inserted from its mouth into its rump, and its feet and innards are inside it. Rabbi Akiva Omer kamin bishulhu el atolin chutzalai. Rabbi Akiva says this is like cooking; rather, they hang them around it. The Gemara says lama shavimoin. Why was the rod made of pomegranate wood? And Rabbi Chia barba kol ha'etzim boitzim mashkim v'shavimoin ena boitzim mashkim. Rabbi Chia barba answered, all woods ooze juices except for pomegranate wood. Ran and Kaimin, im belachim afilu shalvimoin boitzitz, im bivishim afilu kolayitzim enam boitzitzim. The Gemara asks, what is the case? If they're moist, even pomegranate wood oozes, and if dry, other woods also do not ooze. Ela kine kolayitzim, yivishim mibachutz, lachim mibifnim, vimoin yavish mibachutz, yavish mibifnim. The answer is, other woods are dry outside and moist inside. Pomegranate wood is both dry both outside and inside. Tani b'shem Yehuda, oime tzeila oisai b'shvud shomateches. A brisa from Yehuda says that one roasts it with a metal spit. Amulai b'ha'ihu roiseach u'matiach. Rabbanan asked Yehuda, it will become heated up and cook the meat, and the Torah requires it to be roasted with fire. Amalehen k'shem shal eitz eina nisraf kach shal mateches eina matiach. Rabbi Yehuda responds, just as wood does not burn when surrounded with flesh of the korban, so metal does not become heated up. Amulai loy doyme ha'etz lemateches, sha'etz cham miksosei loy cham koloi, v'shamateches cham miksosei cham koloi. Rabbanan said back to Rabbi Yehuda, wood and metal are incomparable. Wood does not conduct, but metal does conduct, so if the external part becomes hot, the entire spit becomes hot. Istanai tani toich mibeth nukuvosei ad shehu magiyeh l'toich piv. There's another text that teaches that one inserts it from the rump until it reaches the mouth, in contrast to our Mishnah where the rod is inserted in the opposite direction. According to this text, it was turned around so that it would become roasted on all sides. Ma, why did Rabbi Yosi Aglili permit leaving the feet and innards inside? There was no room for the blood to ooze out. Kiyarech, ave avilei Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that it's like a thick piece of meat where the fire can draw out the blood from all sides. He cried, Dorish, Rosha Akor Bar Kibroi. The second answer is that he expanded the Pasuk in Shmoyis Perigid Base Pasuk Tes, Roshay Al Korah Val Kibroi, his head with next to its feet and its innards, meaning they must all be roasted together with the feet and innards inside it. Manat and Rebbeinu Hain, where's the difference between these two answers? Slav Begadisha Chulin in Tema Kirich Ave Avidle Rabbi Yosi Aglili Pasul in Tema Kaya Dash Roshay Al Korah Val Kibroi Kosher. So the first difference between these two answers is that roasting a chulin, which is a non-sacrificial kid, if it's viewed as a thick piece of meat, this would also be true if it was chulin. If it's a requirement of the pasuk, that would not apply to chulin. Chotach memenu bosa oslev boy in tema kirich ave avilei Rabbi Yosi Aglili kosher in tema kaya darash roisha akorva kilboy pasul. A second difference is that if he cut from it some flesh and roasted it together with the rest of the animal, if it's viewed as a thick piece of meat, that would apply here and it's valid. If it's a requirement to the pasuk, the korban would be invalid. Slav, it should say belahav hakadeva in tema kirich ave avilna Rabbi Yosi Aglili pasul in tema kraya dorash roisha akor v'al kilboy kosher. And a third difference, if roasted in a pot above the flame, since the pot separates, the flame cannot draw all of the blood and it's invalid. If it's a crown to the pasuk, then it's valid. Loi kein tani sli eish loi sli kadeva. Gemara asks, how could this be valid? Does the pasuk not say roasted in fire rather than roasted in a pot? Shani labanai geir begufa shel kadeva. The answer is this prohibition only applies when the flesh actually touches the pot here suspended above it. Hada amma kuraya dorish. From the following we see that Rabbi Yosi Aglili expounded this in the pasuk. Hakwam moidim ba'alav shu samach. All agree that when a pasuk says alav, it means next to. Ma'am afligin ba'al. Abashol Ime Alamaracha, Samach Lamaracha, Rabban Amrin, Alamaracha, Agagashem Maracha. They disagree over the word Al, as in Vayikra Perek Chofdalad Pasuk Zayin. Abashol says, you shall put pure frankincense Al Hamareches, meaning next to each stack. Rabbanon say that Al Hamareches means on top of each stack. Asiyad Abashol could be Akiva, but Rabbanon could be a Seglili. Abashol follows the opinion of Akiva, and Rabbanon follows the opinion of Yoseglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili had said that Al Karav means next to its feet. Rabbi Omer Afila Asan, Shnei Sedarim Shal Abai Sei Roinus Elyonus Ki'ilu Einan Vatachtonus Kesheiris. Rabbi says that even if he made two stacks totaling 14 showbreads, the Lechem upon him, rather than 12, we view the upper ones as they don't exist and the lower ones are valid. Even though he has put the frankincense on the upper stack, the Pasuk does not require it to be next to breads, meaning Al does not mean next to. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabun b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi b'Abashol b'Shitas of Meir b'Shulchan. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabun, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that Rabbi and Abashol followed Meir's view of the Shulchan that held that the showbreads of Meir said that it was 12 trochim long and 6 trochim wide. The showbreads were 10 by 5 trochim and were arranged across the width of the Shulchan. 2 trochim of the showbreads were folded upon each side, leaving 2 trochim in the middle. It was upon those 2 trochim that the spoons of frankincense were placed, as the pasuk required Al, which is next to. Toch bar, the Rabbi Taufan. Rabbi Taufan says the Korban Pesach was toch bar, which means the feet and innards were stuffed into it, toch, and were noticeable from the outside, which is bar. Rabbi Yishmol Oimer Mukulas. Rabbi Yishmol says they were Mukulas, which means entirely covering the outside of the animal, like a helmet. Asya Rabbi Taufan, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Rabbi Taufan follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Shmuel follows the opinion of Yossi Aglili. Detani, as we see in advice of Yossi Aglili, Omer, Ezo Gdi Makulas, Kuloi Sli Rosh Akov Val Kilboi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, what is a Makulas kid? It's roasted whole with its head, its feet, and its innards. Cholak Mixas, Ibishol Mixas, Eina Gdi Makulas. If he stewed or boiled in it in part, then it's not a Makulas kid. Nowadays one may bring a Makulas kid to the table on the first night of Sukkot and the last night of Pesach. One may bring a Makulas calf to the table on the first night of Pesach, but not a Makulas kid.